Good afternoon, everyone. And thanks for joining us for today's special Decemberist performance of their new album, The King is Dead. I'm Jeremy Peterson, producer and host for OPB Music here at Oregon Public Broadcasting. On behalf of all of us here, welcome, and welcome to those of you watching and listening online via our site at opbmusic.org and at NPR Music. For those of you not in the Portland area, all the good things you've been hearing about our fair city in recent months, they're undoubtedly true. And we're proud to bring you maybe our city's biggest musical export. Ladies and gentlemen, playing The King is Dead, please welcome the Decemberists.
Thank you.
Come to a turning of the season, witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born of all in one. And nobody knows. Don't fall from our shoulders. Don't carry it all, don't carry it all. We are all our hands and holders beneath this bold and brilliant sun. That towers towards the trees, but every vessel pitching hard to starboard lay its head on summer's freckled knees. And nobody knows. Let the oak fall from my shoulders. Will the loam come from its hiding? Return this quiet searcher to the soil. So raise your glass to turnings of the season. Watch it as it arcs towards the sun. And you must bear your neighbor's burden within reason. Nobody knows. Let the earth fall from our shoulders. Don't carry it all, don't carry it all. We are all our hands and holders beneath this bold and brilliant sign.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So yeah, this is our new record, which came out yesterday. It's called The King Is Dead, and we're just playing as we are wont to do, in order, start to finish. Some habits die hard. So here we go. This is the next song. It's called Calamity Song.
To the fault line, we heaved the lake as scores of innocents died, and the Andalusian tribe set in the lay of the Vasco line, till all that remains is the arms of the angel. Hetty Green, queen of supply side, bonny bone bad. You know what I mean. On the road, well advised to follow your own bag. In the era of the tubal and the intact, and the Panamanian child, sending the doubt of the requisite sign. All that remains is the arms of the angel. On to the angel. You receded into Rome, and they're picking at your bones. Will come. Will come home. Quiet now. Will we gather to conjure the rain down? Will we now build a civilization below ground? And I'll be crowned. The community gave you around, and the Panamanian child, setting the lay of Nebraska light, till all that remains is the arms of the angel. Till all that remains is the arms of the angel.
Thank you. Thanks very much. For those of you watching at home, this audience is very well behaved. In case you had any concerns, we appreciate that. All right, moving right along. The next one is called Rise to Me. How's everybody doing? You doing all right? Okay. Here we are in the bowels of OPB. Very few have seen this part of the building. And live to tell.
river, there's an ancient pearl. These treacherous, these stream beds, leave our bellies full. Can you hear me? Let me see those eyes. This distance between us can seem a mountainside. My sweetheart, I am in your sway. Two cold climes come springtime, so let me hear you say, my love, I am gonna stand my ground. Their eyes mean I'll blow them down. I am gonna stand my ground. Their eyes mean I'll blow them down. 'Cause I am gonna
thanks very much. That was called Rise to Me. We're moving along. Also, we a new face up here. Miss Sarah Watkins is coming along with us on this tour. Fiddling and singing. And so, without further ado, here we go.
Hold on. Ado.
There's a little bit of ado. Just a moment of ado. You good? Uh-oh, we have a dangling pack. That's Jenny Connelly, who you may recognize.
Dangling live.
We'll do some intros. Nate Query is busily trying to figure out her thing. That's Nate Query, bass player and earphone pack tech. John Moen on drums. Johnny Banjo Moen. And Mr. Chris Funk, last but certainly not least.
Get the rocks in the box, get the water right down to your socks. This bulkhead's built of fallen brethren bars. We all do what we can, we endure our fellow man, and we sing our songs through the headframes, geeks and moles. And it's 1, 2, 3 on the wrong side of the Lee. What were you meant for? What were you meant for? And it's 7, 8, 9, you get your shuffle back in line. If you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And you won't make a dime on this gray granite mountain mine of dirt you made and the dirt you will return. So while we're living here, let's get sort of one thing clear. There's plenty of men to die, don't jump your turn. And it's 1, 2, 3 on the wrong side of the Lee. What were you meant for? What were you meant for? And it's 7, 8, 9, you get your shuffle back in line. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. If you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again.
Coming to the end of side one, and we're about to flip the record. Ooh, good thing I did this. Yeah. So that's not quite there. Everybody doing? You're still doing all right? Yeah. They're feeding you well here in the bowels of OPB Studio. Shall we?
On a winter Sunday, I go to clear away the snow.
and green the ground below. April, all I know, shine away. Is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. What were the words I meant to say before you left? When I could see your breath lead where you were going to. Maybe I should just let it be, and maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow, in all my teens in tow, stuffed in strata of clothes. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of hearts. What were the words I meant to say before she left? When I could see her breath lead where she was going to. Maybe I should just let it be, and maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh, January, oh. Thank you. And side one.
That's January in from the Decemberists, as he said, end of side A of the record if you happen to be listening on vinyl. This record, The King Is Dead, is just out fresh on the world. Obviously, it represents a bit of a departure from your past work, but most especially the predecessor, Hazards of Love. It almost felt like you'd maybe painted yourselves into a bit of a corner with the last record. I was wondering how you would respond.
What are you talking about? I wouldn't call it painting ourselves into a corner.
Is this a response by design, or did they come this way?
They kind of come this way. I mean, I think it's funny. It's true. I mean, I should have known this beforehand, but I think that this record is... You can't really mention it without mentioning the previous record, I guess, because they are so different from one another. And it just felt like a natural progression to me. It wasn't anything sort of deliberate, but it definitely, I felt at the end of writing the songs for Hazards of Love that I was ready to write normal songs again. And that's just kind of a normal, you know, you kind of move in and out of that. I'll probably be going back to writing abnormal songs the next time around.
It seems like you've spoken about the Hazards of Love in terms that are almost apologetic.
I guess there's a part of me that it was sort of an attempt to scuttle my own ship, if I can use that maritime reference. I mean, I think it was just kind of, just for me anyway, it was kind of testing the limits of what we could get away with. And then I discovered you can just kind of get away with anything, really. But I mean, it was also exciting for me to just explore in a sort of a kind of a weirdly academic way this idea of sewing all these disparate, you know, elements from folk songs together. And so as an experiment, I thought it was very successful, but time will tell. And here we are, we're talking about that record more than the current record.
So this is your third record with Capitol, and probably much to their credit, it seems they've been pretty hands-off, let you do what you want. obviously with a record like The Hazards of Love, but they must have been ecstatic when you turned in this collection of jaunty 3-minute numbers.
You know, to their credit, they never said either way. You know, make sure you turn in a decent record next time around. Though I'm sure that was sort of maybe subtext. They really did a fantastic job trying to coax a radio single out of The Hazards of Love, and they would actually send me edits, you know, these ideas for whittling these 8-minute, you know, multiple part songs down into a 3-minute song, and they were so, it would sound so funny and weird, and I would kind of laugh and say, no, I don't think we can do that. But they really did try, so.
Well, it seems it's becoming increasingly part of lore already. This was recorded in a barn. That seems to be a big deal to people.
Right,
that's the story of the record, it seems like. And not just any barn, but a barn that may be familiar to people here in Portland, on Pendarvis Farm, which is the home of the Pickathon Festival every summer.
Indeed.
How did that decision come about to do it there, and how does that come out in the record, do you think?
Well, we had been threatening to make a record in a barn. It was like a threat that we would make to one another after every record, because we would make these records that involved, you know, scads and scads and dozens of tracks all sort of layered on top of one another. And then we'd finish it. It'd be such an arduous process that we'd be like, okay, next record, we're just going into a bar and record it in 2 weeks and we'll be done. That's it. So we say that each time. And then, of course, we wouldn't do it. We would just start adding more tracks and making these bigger things. But I think after Hazards of Love, we were kind of ready to actually make good on that promise. And while we didn't do it in 2 weeks, we did do it in a barn, so and so we were trying to figure out where a good barn would be, and of course the lovely Pendarvi, the Pendarvises, were kind enough to lend us one of their barns. They have a few of them, so that's how that worked out.
And the horses right next door didn't hurt in the sound of the record. You got one on the back of the album.
Oh yeah, that's lucky bucking behind us. You can see from the terrified looks on our faces. But it was too cool to have, you know, the motion of the horse.
You had Gillian Welch in for the sessions. She sang back up on some tunes. Peter Buck played some guitar and some mandolin.
Yeah.
Which seemed, I don't know, they seem maybe at first to be odd pairings, but they work well pretty immediately. Sarah Watkins, obviously, taking care of Gillian's parts on.
And Peter's.
And Peter's, too.
Doing some baritone practicing as we speak.
And you joked that you had some Peter Buck riffs.
But to speak to that, I think that REM is sort of a secret country band and has been all along. You know, I think what was so revolutionary about them is that at a time, you know, when New Wave was so metropolitan, they were kind of discovering this kind of southern country gothic thing, and I think that that's what was so powerful. So I don't think that there's too much of a stretch. But yeah, REM was such an influence to me growing up listening to music. When I started writing, I've basically been writing fake REM songs my entire career, to be honest. I mean, if you go back, I'm not ashamed about it or anything. But I'd gotten farther away from writing fake REM songs, which was maybe it was time for me to come back to writing fake REM songs again. And this time around, I actually knew Peter Buck, so. We got to pretend like he was in the band for a little bit.
Well, so then a bit of a departure, but 3/5 of the Decemberists are also 3/5 of Black Prairie, more recently, which, you know, is a full-on kind of roots bluegrass flavor. And I wonder how much that had to do with the sound of this record, or did it make it easier to do more of this kind of thing? Or I wonder if Jenny or...
Well, I think that music's all been within us the whole time. I mean, I think that we did that record, I mean, to have that band because we like that kind of music, but because we always have. We did get to bring our Black Prairie fiddler in to do all the fiddle parts on
and
the record.
Lisa.
Yeah, but our good friend Annalisa Tornfelt, so that was a really cool thing. And
sometimes I think that I spend so much time in rehearsal telling these guys just to act like they don't know how to play.
Yeah, we get to actually play.
That they actually get to play in Black Prairie.
Black Prairie.
Like, that sounds really good, but it sounds like you know how to play too well.
Yeah.
Play that like you don't know how to play.
It's been a fun outlet, to say that. Yeah, it's been great.
And not necessarily without precedent for you, too, because in places, certainly there are, and maybe it's just because you're fronting songs with a rootsy bent to them, but Tarkio comes to mind, your old-time band from the late 90s, Missoula. Any comparison, contrast you can make there? Any connection?
I guess there's part of you know, I feel like I'm tapping into some of that stuff that I was into then. I think that I was sort of consciously then trying to push away afterwards. And I mean, that stuff is all, that kind of music, that kind of country bent music has always been with me. I think it, and I think it's pretty clear. And even the most, you know, Anglophile of the Decemberist stuff, I think there's always been a little bit of that stuff in there.
Well, so you're set to go on tour. Thanks for joining us, because you're leaving like right after this. Show's coming up for a month in the North American states, and then Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beginning in March. Are you excited to play these songs where you can actually change them around? I mean, you're playing it in order here today, I know.
Yeah.
You can actually change the set list around. You have some freedom there versus the sort of that mountain of music you had to climb every night with the Hazards of Love.
Yeah, you know, but it's more of like what we usually do, you know. It's just sort of like a mixed bag of stuff. Hazards of Love was really fun because we got, you know, it was actually really cool to play that thing all the way through. And you know, I think initially we were like, oh God, we're going to be doing that for 9 months. We're probably going to get really sick of it. But actually, I never got sick of it. And I think it's like doing a play or something, you know. You're discovering new things. Even though you're doing the same thing every night, you're discovering new things within it. That said, it will be nice to kind of be able to switch things around and do shorter songs.
So the REM reference has been made. The King is Dead refers to, you know, the Queen is Dead, obviously comes to a lot of people's heads immediately, the Smiths record, but
yeah.
It's a secret?
That's a secret.
Do with
that's
you
for
will.
You to discover yourself, and you listening, you can make that decision.
Well, we're going to take some audience questions
in just a bit.
But we're flipping the record over here.
We're flipping.
It was a large record. It took some time.
Yeah, it did.
You're going to start with side B.
All right, here we go, side B.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Decemberists.
All right, this song is called Down by the Water. Run me wrong.
by the old main deck. Down by the water, down by the old main track.
Thank you. Thanks very much. This song is called All Arise. But you don't need to stand up. You don't want to. You all look so comfortably seated. This is an A. Isn't it an A? Song. This is the first time we've played this all the way through, by the way. It's always good to give the key. For those of you playing along at home, this is an A.
Baby wants a new spin, baby wants a broken heart. Yeah, you found a linchpin to keep it all from falling apart. But you keep on rolling, but you keep on rolling. Better find a way, better kick it from your big brown eyes. Time's up when you fall at the 15th try. Like a ship at ocean, like a ship at ocean, like a ship at ocean, like a ship at sea. You spit thick and you cross your heart, but the cold is all run dry. Come keeping shotgun shy, all arise. I'll just be mine tonight. So the dollar shop, shop, they put the lock and they knocked you down. Better call the coppers if you need someone to push you around. But you keep on stealing, you keep on stealing. Yes, you keep on stealing. There is nothing left to steal. You spit thick and you cross your heart, but the cold is all undone. From keeping shotgun shy, all around. Just be mine tonight. Just be mine tonight. Just be mine tonight.
Thanks very much. Very kind. Very kind indeed. Did I mess that one up? I feel like I... Just a little time. That's good. That's good for my track record.
It wasn't me. I thought I did it.
Well, you messed it up a little bit. We both were at fault.
I'd like a little credit.
All right. So it's here we are in Oregon in the dead of winter, and it's cold and it's rainy, and this is a song about summer coming. So maybe this will make you feel better. Not that you would know in this box in the bowels of OPB. I keep saying that.
I feel like Geraldo's going to bust in and discover us in here.
Geraldo?
Yeah, remember when he would go find Al Capone's tomb and stuff?
That's a really 90s joke.
Is it? Am I showing my age?
But you know, the dream of the 90s is alive in Portland.
In Portland.
Here's a hymn to welcome in the day, heralding a summer's early sway, and all the bulbs all coming in to begin. The thrush's bleeding battle with the wrens disrupts my reverie again. Pegging clothing on the line, training Jasmine how to vine up the arbor to your door, and more. Standing on the landing with the war you shouldered all the night before. Once upon it, yellow bonnets garland all the lawn. You ain't king, day was breaking, a panoply of song. And summer comes to Springville Hill. A barony of ivy in the trees, expanding out its empire by degrees, and all the branches burst to blue in the bloom. Heaven sent this cardinal maroon to decorate our living room. Once upon it, yellow bonnets garland all the lawn. You ain't kid, day was breaking, a panoply of song. Summer comes, Springville Hill. Years from now, when this old light isn't ambling anymore, will I bring myself to give my best to Springville Hill. Once upon it, yellow bonnets garland all the lawn. You ain't king, day was breaking, a panoply of song. Summer comes to Springville Hill. Summer comes to Springville Hill.
Thank you. This song's called This Is Why We Fight.
Come the war, come the average, come the war, come hell. Come she shine, come the Riga boat, come she shine, come hell. Why we fight, why we lie away. This is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms unbound. This is why we fight. Right of all unquiet things, right of quiet, right of hell. Come the archers, come the infantry, come the archers of hell. Why we fight, why we lie away. This is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms unbound. This is why we fight. Why we fight, why we lie awake. And this is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms on down. This is why we fight. Come to me now, lay your arms around me. This is why we fight. Come to hell, come to hell, come to hell, come to hell.
Thank you. As Sarah's first time playing that solo. If you were staying at the Ace Hotel last night, if you were, you know, a floor underneath, you probably heard that being played
a
over and over again.
Times.
A thousand times.
Big solo, man.
All right, we come to the end here of the record. And this is a tune called Dear Avery. I start this by myself. I don't know why I asked if everybody was ready. I was more like, you ready to hear this chord that I'm about to play?
I'm jazzed.
Sorry. What?
Going back to the A.
Oh,
from the
I
last,
see.
Yeah, that's
oh, boy.
Forget it.
Thanks for helping with the segue.
Okay, yeah, that was a great segue. There actually is a segue there. on the record, Sherry Pendarvis singing a song about her dog, very briefly.
It's awesome.
But tonight you just got Jenny saying what key the song is in.
Dear Avery, I think of you only. Were you waving? Were you dead on the vine? Oh, Avery, to think of you lonely. Well, I could just grab you by the nape of your neck. There are times life will rattle your bones and will bend your limbs, but you're still far and away the boy you've ever been. So you bend back and shake at the frame of the frame you made. Don't you shake alone, please, Avery, come home. Headstrong. You and your long arms listing lazily on the cusp of your teeth. But you were my Avery when you needed saving. I could just grab you by the nape of your neck. Times life will rattle your bones and will bend your limbs. You're still far away, the boy you've ever been. So you bend back and shake at the frame of the frame you made. Don't you shake along,
very much.
King is Dead in its entirety, ending up with Dear Avery. Thanks a lot, guys, for being here. You've agreed to do some quick Q&A with the audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've vetted these.
So you vetted them.
Heavily filtered
and
vetted. You mentioned the seasonal tunes. This maybe goes toward this record because you recorded it in June, I know, but it was kind of pretending to be January. How much of your music is inspired by our gloomy weather? And do you think that if you wrote on an extended sunny holiday, anything would be different?
Actually, the funny, Hazards of Love, almost half of it was written, in fact, the darker half of it was written in Provence in the middle of summer. So, in like this beautiful little house that we had rented. So that obviously, I can get gloom out of anything. But I mean, a lot of, you know, I'm a person who likes to live among seasons, you know, growing up in Montana and living here. So I don't think I could live anywhere where it was just sunny all the time. It'd drive me crazy.
What is your scary, not counting here today, of course, what is your scariest live performance moment? I know this has been a bit jarring for you, perhaps, but...
It's hard not to tell the Jenny story.
It's really hard, but we don't know if we want to go public with that.
No.
It's up to her.
I had a wardrobe malfunction once. Horrible. Extremely embarrassing. But I think one of our hardest shows was last Hazards
that's
of Love.
That's all you're going to go there with that?
Hazards of Love, we did the same kind of broadcast for you, a national webcast of Hazards of Love, our first time ever playing it live. I think we were all pretty sweaty before that. Yeah,
yeah, that was good. We did last year, we did that. There's a number of moments, because Hazards of Love we would play all the way through without stopping, so if there was a technical glitch, we were just kind of screwed. And there, we actually played Lollapalooza, you know, on the main stage in front of I don't know how many thousands of people, and we got out to start it. Jenny went out there and went, and the keyboard just didn't work.
And my Hammond's a little temperamental because it's an old thing, and sometimes it wouldn't be in tune because the power's not right, or some tube just decides to blow up right before. So that
the whole cycle starts with just a note on the...
Just me by myself in front of 50,000 people. These guys are very supportive, though. We made it through.
And that's just Jenny. Let's go down the line
and
heroin.
Scariest.
No. And finally, our audience asking the tough questions, so we don't have to. Yeah. What is your favorite local craft beer?
Nate's the brewmaster.
I was going to say, Nate may have an interest in this one, yeah.
Well, I think Hair of the Dog is definitely my favorite brewery. And their pale ale, Ruth, is I think, their unsung hero.
There you have it. Hair of the Dog about to experience the Decemberist bump, no doubt. Thanks, guys, for being here. Enjoy your tour.
Thanks for having us.
Coming soon to a city near you out there in the U.S. states. You're going to go out with an old favorite, right?
Yeah, we're going to.
You play us out?
Play you out.
Yeah.
Once again, folks, the Decemberists, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, thanks everybody so much for your support. It's been really great. And see all your shining faces here.
Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
Oh,
right. Ready. Silent candle.
On these cliffs of Dover, so high you can't see over, and while your head is spinning, hold tight, it's just beginning. You come from parents wanting a childhood rough and rotten. Wealth and beauty, untouched by work or duty. Oh, my love, and oh, my love, we both go down together. A tattooed triumph, a dirty daughter from the labor camp. I laid you down in the grass of a clearing. You wept, but your soul was willing. You know, my love, my love.
Meet me on my vast veranda, my sweet untouched Miranda. And while the seagulls are crying, we fall but a soldier flying. Oh, my love, go down. Together. Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching and playing at home. We'll see you around.